Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Jay here for Stretford Paddock, and this is the Devils podcast. And joining me are two people that don't need an introduction, but I'll give them one anyway. Adam McCullough. You all right, mate?
Hello.
Emphatic response there, Macca. Thanks for that. And also, Joe Smith. How are
Hello,
we doing?
You all right?
See, that's more like it. Do you know what I mean? None of this half-hearted
hello.
Hello. That's it. Come on.
Bloody hell.
Do you know what I mean?
We're
should be excited.
I don't want to use all my words up now.
Your giddiness now.
Yeah.
So, let's get straight to it.
Straight to
enough
it.
Enough of this, you know, Oxbridge pleasantries.
What's saying hello? Hi.
Oxbridge!
Yeah. You're Tory.
You're a bit posh,
massive
Tory. Hey. We just go straight into life. We just normally say life's shit, innit?
Yeah.
And you walk past someone in the street. That's what we say up north. None of this hello bullshit.
They don't say hello to each other.
Isn't
down
life?
South,
isn't life
mental?
Futile? Have yeah, exactly. Hello is yeah. That's what I'm saying.
What?
They don't speak to each other down south.
No, they don't. They don't like it when you do speak to them as well.
Mm,
I've learned that the hard way. Talking of Tories, Marcus Rashford. Took him on again, hasn't he?
Oh, wait. Whoa. That was a... Yeah, he has taken him on again. I love Marcus Rashford. And
so you should. It's the rules.
I just
want to
say,
it's the law.
Yeah, it's
someone
the law.
That grew up on free school meals, dinner tickets, milk tokens, you know, things like that. My mum being on benefits and that, you know. I used to be ashamed when I used to get my dinner ticket.
Yeah.
Or hide it, or get my dinner last, or get it first before anyone would see it, and or look at people with packed lunches and think, oh, I want a packed lunch and that. But like, I'm glad that Marcus Rashford is standing up, because kids that used to feel like me, maybe they won't be as ashamed about it. Do you know what I mean? And ultimately, there's people that say, oh, no, parents' fault and this, that, and the other. Whoever's fault it is, it's not a child's fault. Do you know what I mean? And I don't know. I'm proud of Marcus Rashford. And people that like to say, why is he doing this? He's doing it for PR and he's doing it for the NBA and he's doing it for this and that and the other. Marcus Rashford's PR is absolutely fine. He could go home, relax, put his feet up, and he's got all right to do that and count his money, relax, spend time with family. But he decides to do this. Do you think this makes his life easier? Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make his life easier. It brings him under the scrutiny. It puts him under the, you know, the lens even more. One slip and the right-wing media will be all over him.
Big time.
And it's like, this doesn't make Marcus Rashford's life easier. This isn't easy PR. If he wants easy PR, he can do things where, I don't know, pay for some fans, season tickets, bring, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
there's a lot of things you can do to get PR. But, like, this isn't that. And I just think, as someone that grew up in that environment where my mum wasn't an alcoholic, my mum cared about us.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, of course.
And when people throw these things around, I think it's very, very dangerous. And just to see Marcus Rashford I know this is a place where we're supposed to speak about football and that, but I don't give a fuck.
Well, he's a footballer.
Just to see that, he makes me proud. I'm like super proud of Marcus Rashford. And what I know you don't need our help here at Paddock or whatever, but if there's anything we can do to help him, we're here. Do you get me? Like, our platform is his platform, but not that he needs us, because he's doing a great job. And yeah, man, like the little Adam, like, needed someone like that. Like, it's sick. I love him.
That's meant what you just said there. Sorry, go on, Joe.
The thing as well that you said about, because obviously, for those who don't know him, there was a vote, when was it, yesterday?
Last night. Well, yeah, Wednesday night.
Surrounding the potential to extend free school meals through the Christmas holidays, wasn't it? That was rejected. It was a vote, was it 320 to 260, something like that?
It was more or less rejected along party lines. Yeah. Those in government rejected it, and those in opposition more or less went for it.
It was whipped as well, which is the worst thing.
Yeah, of course. It's always going to be. After last time over the summer holidays, he was successful in his sort of attempts to get that sorted. Not that that, again, like you're saying, the fact that he, obviously the fact that he, it didn't go through is awful for the kids that are involved and for the people that are being sort of used as almost, you know, pointing at these people as, you've got bad parents, and why, where, like, there was, it was in Bassett Law, the Bassett Law MP, who, I'm from Bassett Law, works up, is in Bassett Law, who was in Parliament yesterday saying, where's the savvy PR campaign to tell parents to take better care of their kids and to tell parents to do the right thing and put their kids first? You just think, the fact that you're even saying that about people who have such difficult jobs, and like you said, it's not necessarily a case of these parents are doing the wrong thing or this. It's there's so many things that go into it, but no matter what, it's not the kid's fault. And when you see videos of kids who get one meal a day, or that video of that kid that I'm sure a lot of you have seen, of where he's saying, we try to eat as little as we can every day.
Oh man, that was,
it's absolutely
horrible.
Sickening to watch it. And then you've got MPs who, you know, supposedly represent the area that I'm from, which has a lot of people who I'm sure would benefit from these free meals, saying, oh, you know, we need a PR campaign to tell parents to be better parents. And you just think, how can anyone ever go at Marcus Rashford for this? How can people turn it like celebrities trying to get stuff done? The idea that they just turn it, calling him a celebrity rather than activist or whatever it may be that you want to call him, he's trying to do something to help kids, and you're just pretending he's just some celebrity. Like, as we all know, every so often you see, like, what was it, singing John Lennon's Imagine, those celebrities doing that. And it's almost like you're trying to compare sort of frivolous celebrity pop culture nonsense to a person who happens to have some fame trying to help kids. Like, it's all just one and the same. It's nothing. He's doing it for PR. You just think, he's actually trying to help people. He has helped people in the past. And to turn it into something of, you're just a celebrity, or you're just trying to do it for PR, is just absolutely shocking.
It comes from a government that previously had called on footballers to stand up.
Exactly.
It come from a government that previously said footballers should stand up, take a pay cut, do things, help out their communities. One does that, and then he's made out to be this. Mm. Also, there's people, like you mentioned parents there, and I'm not disagreeing with what you said, but just to add on to that point, because people that comment like, oh, if you can't afford kids, don't have them. Have you never lost a job or your circumstances haven't changed? Like, this was an issue before the Rona kicked in and the pandemic happened. Like, it's going to be like even worse now after this. And I just find it mad. And also, like, we talk in this country, like, there's been a big narrative, especially in like political discourse, about looking after our own and, oh, Brexit this and Brexit that and whatever, wherever you sit on that, leave him out. I don't give a shit, yeah. But the whole narrative that has been pushed is, we look after our own. Mm. But then when we say, all right, let's look after our pensioners, let's look after our ex-forces, let's look after our children, let's look after this, it's, oh, no, we don't. We actually don't mean that. What they mean is, when they say, let's look after our own, is, let's look after the elite and the people that think like us, Tories. And like, that's the genuine way. And you can't talk about this without making it political. Mm. But what I would say to a lot of people is, look, if you have your politics and they disagree with mine, that's fine. We're cool still. It doesn't matter. But just look at the decision making that's happening. They are not for you. They don't care about you. Like, just It just, oh man. Yeah, I just get angry thinking, I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, one thing I do want to talk about, because we've mentioned it, but we've almost skirted around it, is just the way Marcus has gone about it on social media. He's been so dignified, and he's had a lot of MPs going for him. There was this interview, I don't even saw on Kate Bailey, where the politician was said, you know, and I think it's been shared on social media, they got briefed on how to respond if Marcus Rashford tweets the government ministers and like what they should do, like coordinating against him. And he's, if you look at his replies to, and he's had some idiotic replies from MPs who were trying to call him out, trying to contradict him. And he's always been sort of dead dignified, dead humble, modest. And he's just like, listen, I don't, you know, I don't want to argue with anyone. I'm not trying to make this about rivalry. I just want to help. I'm open to a discussion on how we can make this work. And I just think he's a credit because people going, oh, well, he's not written that or he's not done it. Well, he has. He cares. And he's also come from that. And he's addressing something and he's doing something that's close to his heart and he's doing it in a manner that, as Mac has said and you said, makes us all proud. And I've been amazed at sort of how he's handled it all and how brilliant he is.
And also,
imagine that. Do you know what I mean?
Even if he hasn't written every single word on every single tweet, he's the voice behind
it.
And if he writes the president,
I was going to say, every politician, every actor, every everyone.
Yeah, he has, well, there he goes. He has wrote that. That's what I was thinking as well. Yeah. Like, that's his voice. That's him writing.
But even if he hadn't, that's not the point.
No, but my point is, he has, and he's been.
Well, it's good that he has.
My point is, the way he's responded, it's modest, it's humble, it's dignified. Do you know what I mean? He could easily be like we are.
Yeah, or, I see these people, and I just be like, bro, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, like, that's how I'm responding on Twitter. But he's not. And like, he even got stick for taking the MBE, and that's another story. But it's like, he's being sort of stoic around it all. Yeah. Like, let's do this the right way, and let's work together. Where others, who should be like that, and I just think, you know, it's easy to get angry, and I'm upset. And I've seen the Dispatches thing that was, I know it's from last year, but people were retweeting it.
Yeah.
The kid choosing a meal, and I was, it made me upset, because I was thinking, I started panicking, thinking, what if something happens to me? And like, my kids are in that situation, or my missus, and like, it does, it makes you think.
Well, yeah, that video.
I know, mate. I'm, you know, and the thing just to, about the managing myself.
The thing to be careful of as well, to look out for, is in the next 12 months, 2 years, whatever it is, if he does anything off the pitch that is remotely scrutinizable or is remotely negative or whatever, he's going to get so much more stick than any player, or he's going to be, whenever you see those players, like, unfairly treated, all that sort of stuff. So if and when that ever happens, that's when you've
We've got to rally behind him. We've got to mobilise the Red Army.
But if he does anything off the pitch that's remotely anything, he's going to get hammered so out of proportion for it.
It's
make sure we're behind that.
Almost in a way, like, you know, with Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Like, everyone hates her because she's, like, ruined the royal family in the eyes of the right-wing media. She gets so scrutinised, like, eating avocado and just drivel at that. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, she's funding terrorism. Like, he'll be that level of scrutiny. You're right. And you know, like, Dominic Cummings has got, like, his name written.
If he buys an egg in Tesco that's not free range, he's
going to be
like,
they haven't got money for this, but they've got 14, what was it, how much billion for a failed track and trace app, for failed PPE deals with new companies that have just been opened yesterday. And I tweeted about, I'll use myself as an example. As a kid in school, I used to look down on homeless people in it. As a kid.
Yeah.
I used to think, oh, it's your fault. And like, I wasn't brought up that way, you get me?
Yeah.
But it was a part of like this thing that like this trickle through of like a narrative that you see in the media and that. I changed very quickly. Yeah. My mom kind of like, yo, you shouldn't think like that. And like, this is why things are. And it's like, everyone's got someone in their family that's fucked up. I have.
Yeah.
Like, that if they never had your family support, they'd be on the streets. Or like, everyone's got like, you know, and I just think you're not far away from that, man. It's like, sometimes you just have to realize that we're in this together, bro. And like, we're allowing these politicians to do things for their mates. But then when it comes to helping the people that are down here with us on the grassroots level, we don't want to help them. And helping the kids, people talk about the economic value. If you want to make it economically, and I don't want to make this a political podcast and we'll move on in a minute, but if you want to make it economic, how about if you've got kids that aren't hungry, they might study better, they might get better jobs when they're older, and they might put more taxes into the system than they would if they go into school hungry, not focusing, not learning anything, not getting good grades, and then the cycle's just continuing, because they'll end up having kids that are in the same situation. So it's like, it's a knock-on effect, man. Help your own, they say.
Just finally as well, you said how we can help out. I think Marcus tweeted something about Fair Share. We've worked with in the past, so we'll put a link in the description. He was asking for people to donate to that. So that's something everyone can get involved with if you can afford it. Moving on to something more happier, mm-hmm. United's financial report. We're still in shitloads of debt.
Yeah, woo-hoo! Great news. At least we're allowed to be annoyed at this. Just, yeah, we're in more debt. We've lost loads of money. Debt's got bigger. Dividends the still coming out. They're still taking their cash out. We can't buy any players. £118 million less this year than last year. Absolute shit. Same thing we've seen for 15 years. Jay, what do you think?
I mean, it is just a just shit show. It's like, if anyone doesn't know, it's the conference call. It's the quarterly. Is it quarterly? The
quarterly
conference
report,
call.
Yeah.
Where,
I think this was a delayed one, though.
Yeah, because of the pandemic.
You can't do a fucking Zoom call in the pandemic.
You can't use the phone during a pandemic. No. So Edward was addressing the shareholders, or whatever it was, yesterday, on Wednesday morning, I think it was.
Are we live?
No.
Oh, what's he watching over there?
Oh. Jesus.
You're right. How long have you been doing this for?
Edward would address the show.
Are we live? No, we're rehearsing. Edward addressed the shareholders. He says the usual spiel about, you know, oh, we're always endeavoured to spend as much money and to strengthen the squad, and we have the right balance of the academy and all this garbage. But when you get down to nuts and bolts of it, the debt's gone up. They're still taking, as you just said, the dividend, the Glazers, still taking the money out.
Yeah.
They didn't cancel
that.
No, the pandemic might have hurt us, but it's not hurt them. It's, you know,
and dividends world, I think dividends across businesses have gone down by like 49%.
Not United. What's the point in owning a football club if you can't bleed it dry? Why else would you own a football club? The only reason to own a football club is to do the same thing you were doing before, but now take all the money that was profit out and keep it for yourself. That's the only reason to own one. Not to try and win trophies or to excel. Just to get as much money as you can.
I thought you were driving a little car at first.
Yeah,
you started doing that. I thought you were liking your little go-kart.
Milking the teats.
Yeah,
oh,
get it.
Good. Just fucking... It's just
thanks
what you expected to see, isn't it? Same thing you always see in terms of the money that's left, but we're actually making less money than usual. And the debt's gone up. Do you remember that debt that we talk about all the time?
15 years ago
that
we got...
450-odd million or something, whatever
yeah.
it is.
Which yeah. still going up. The
still
net,
going
net
up.
Debt.
Our debt went down at one point to like 200 million.
Yeah, but that was...
That
was Bantz.
We're not far from being debt-free. Yeah,
that was Bantz. They don't want
to
be debt-free.
Back up to 500. Yeah. I mean, look, I think most big businesses can run on with a little bit of debt. But as like we've gone from being a debt-free to club, debt-free club, we might not make it through tonight.
I know.
Do you know what I mean, Jay?
With a little bit of debt, we'll make it through the night. But fucking 280 million, you might not.
We're not going to.
It doesn't look like there's much light in here. Yeah, exactly.
It's about Nanny, though.
That's a cheer. Yeah.
We should have sang that for Nanny.
No one knows it.
You're going to get some goals. Bring it back.
I love Nanny.
Just something to sing that.
Yeah, so we're not getting out of this debt. Same old spiel, all the pandemic hurdles. I mean, do you think this is going to carry on in terms of January and next summer? We're just going to have to be sort of underwhelmed again in the transfer market, or is that being a bit melodramatic?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to get used to being underwhelmed, I think. The thing is, if you look back over the last 5 or 6 years, we've bought some big players in that time. We spent a lot of money on Lukaku, yeah. a lot of money on Maguire, a lot of money on Pogba. The problem is they like these big marquee signings that they use them, as we all know, to pump up poor results. So you're finishing in a bad position. They'll give you a big signing because they know that they can't have 3 or 4 years languishing mid-table. They can have 1 or 2, and then they pump you back up to top 4, and then they... You know, I wouldn't say he's been hung out to dry with the transfers we've got. We've got some good players, but he didn't get his main targets again. That's the thing. He didn't get his main targets. So I think we're going to see the same thing. When Woodward, even at the height of money-making and... You know, United can do things in the transfer market that other clubs only dream of. Well, now they've got the best excuse ever because we've lost the most due to coronavirus because we made the most on a match day. So, yeah, we've lost the most. But we also had the most sponsorships or whatever it is behind all that, in theory.
Yeah.
But you see now that it doesn't really matter. All this stuff that Woodward gets praised for, the only thing he ever gets praised for is he's good at sponsors, he's good at deals. Well, why haven't they carried us through then?
Yep.
If he's so good at deals, how are we this reliant on matchday revenue?
How much of that is Fergie?
Yeah, of course. I'm not giving him credit.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
How much of that is Fergie? Like, anyone could sell them deals.
Well, apparently, like, I think the figures were, we were actually making more revenue just before the Glazers came in anyway. So this, like, we were on that sort of trajectory. Yeah. And so this idea that he came in and was a, and like this TV guru was, yeah, was yeah. able to sort of get all these deals that no one else could, and these amazing sponsorship sort of revenue is a load of nonsense, and it's exaggerated. And like you said, you know,
and if he could get more money than anyone else, why aren't we? Why haven't we spent more than everyone else? Yeah. I'm not saying, I know we spent a lot, and I know we're near the top, but we're not. We don't spend more than everyone else, and it's, and certainly when Fergie was there. We spent less than Liverpool.
I know. It is a joke. And it goes back to, like you say, Fergie got us away with it because of his genius. But even then, we could have been buying players that could have carried us through a little bit and further. And we didn't. Yeah, we missed out on so many. And we know what they are. He mentioned about fans in the ground. If you're awake. Sorry.
I'm awake. I'm awake now.
Fans in the ground. There's no, again, another one where there doesn't seem to be much sort of light in the tunnel. He said, oh, you know, we're trying to do it as quickly as possible or whatever. And fans across Europe, some grounds have got fans in. We've seen it in some of the games we've been watching. I mean, when do you reckon we're going to be back in the ground, and are you fed up?
I don't think we'll be back in the ground this year.
This calendar year, yeah?
Unfortunately. Yeah, not this season.
It's only 2 months.
I just don't see it happening.
Like, no, I don't see
it. I know we're trying to make it happen and petitions and this, that. Look, I think it's, again, we're kind of, it's like, you can go to the theatre and that. Is it, again, it's like, are you there, mates, or not?
Hmm. They don't like
Are you elite?
We know they don't like
football. Football is a working class sport.
At least it used to be. They're trying to move.
In the eyes of politicians,
it
still is. Yeah. Because that's why they're telling footballers to come out and get set and, you know, use your money to support people, take a wage cut, take all this shit. They're not telling big business owners.
They're telling
hedge fund
managers. They're telling footballers to be socialists while they carry on.
Yeah, who earn billions a year, who earn hundreds of millions a year. They tell it to people who earn, you know, one of the best footballers in the world earns 10 million, which is tons of money. But not compared to bankers and business owners and tech guys. Like, they're not telling those people. They're not telling the elite of the elite who have the most money to spare to share their money. They're telling the richest of the working class to share their money.
But in terms of football as well, you look at it and you see, like, some theatres will have packed out houses. You can go to certain other places, but football grounds you can't. And I think we're seeing now, obviously, football's coming together to try to make this happen. It's difficult because you're also dealing with medical situations. Mm. Clubs won't want to open themselves up to potentially being sued if anything happens from there. But
and again, you know that as soon as there's an outbreak at a football stadium, that's all over the papers in the way that it never would be if it was a theatre or a restaurant or whatever, because of the same reason.
There's already been outbreaks from theatres and places like that.
But you're allowed in restaurants a metre and a half apart from each other. Indoors, enclosed, breathing, laughing,
they
chatting.
They could get 20k in Old Trafford.
The
one difference you could say is there isn't a culture of arms around the shoulders, jumping up and down, chanting at restaurants. That's the only difference.
You're not been to
a restaurant in Eccles. but I get
starters,
where you're coming from.
But
I mean, getting 20k in Old Trafford, which is like, you know, probably how it'd happen, you'd have it first. I mean, even that's going to be a bit shit, isn't it? I mean, I know it's the start, but, you know, part of the fun for going to the games is you're with your mates, you stood with your mates, aren't you? And it's like, you know, hey, did you see that goal? Yeah, it was all right, wasn't it? It's going to be like, it's not the same, is it? So I'm almost thinking, like, can we not wait until it's ready to properly reopen?
You know, when you go to a comedy show or something, and, like, you're sitting down and your mate will be there and your phone, and then you look around for, oh, I can see you. At a game, you never do that.
No, I do.
But when it's socially distanced,
you might be able to.
You'll be able to do
it. It's only 20,000.
You never do that again.
Never
do
that again. Because there's too many people, so you're not going to.
Even if you know what block they're in, you're still like.
Have you never done that one where you're like, no.
You can't get a signal. Maybe if you're walkie talkie.
I'd say you do it like when it was like United against Cluj or whatever it was, when it was fucking no one there. Do you remember?
Cluj.
It's like the most empty game I've ever been to.
Sounds like a rude word.
I knew he was giggling at that. You
know, a little bit of Cluj.
You love Cluj, don't you?
They're all right.
Anyway, enough of this depressing nonsense. Let's move on to something much happier. Mason Greenwood's been warned about his behaviour.
Oh, no, we're not talking about Mason Greenwood.
We just discussed this before we went on and we said we are.
What do you think about it then?
I think Mason's mint. What do you like think about him?
I think he's mint. Are you worried at all when you hear a report saying he's been warned?
No.
Just as a... Because it's not like it's a megalomaniac thing. Ryan Giggs was warned once.
If you gave me a contract,
he'd be fine off the pitch.
Worth even £10,000 a week. You'd find me in a ditch dead somewhere. Like, I'd OD ASAP. Like,
this kid's life has changed an awful lot. He's going to make mistakes. I'm not making an excuse for him. I don't want to see him make mistakes. I don't want to see, I want him to be perfect. But the truth is, that's not going to happen. And I think all these players will have issues. What I like is, Ollie's kept it out of the media. He's not, he said he's injured.
Yeah, feeling niggle. Like he said training. He's got a niggle.
Yeah. All that stuff, like, he was apparently late. Or something like
yes,
that.
I think Sky is saying he's late. I'm not saying he's gone completely off the rails. I'm just saying it's obviously something that's got to be addressed. And, you know, is it concerning?
I'm scoring goals for fun. I'm the man. Mm. And he's just taking his eye off the ball a little bit. He's not worked as hard. But that's one of the things. If I was Mace, I'd get him to speak to Kiko Makeda. Because when we spoke to Kiko Makeda, we've done that interview fucking twice as well. When we spoke to Kiko
Makeda,
one
of them should not be named, but go
he
on.
He spoke about his mental health, and he spoke about even just his mental preparation. And he said, when I got into the first team, I stopped doing all those things that got me into the first team.
That's mad, that.
And it's like, Mason can't make that same mistake. But no. I just think us talk, like, I think these are things that happen every week in football.
Yeah.
Every month.
I'm sure football. They do, but like I said, he's 19. Just turned 19.
Nah.
Last season was his first proper 19. Season in the team. Like, a lot of appearances, a lot of goals. Sorry, what, you know, he became a first choice starter in the Premier League after lockdown.
Yeah.
So it's his opening season. I know he played the year before.
Yeah.
He's such a young lad. He's such a big star already. And like I said, he's going to make some mistakes. The thing is that you have to do is, he does have to start turning that ship around a little bit. You can have, when you're young, when you're a teenager, when you first come into the team, of course, you're earning whatever you're earning, you know, millions of pounds a year. You have to, you can make a few mistakes, you can get it wrong a couple of times, but you can't let that continue throughout your whole career because eventually it does become a problem. Right now, he's a young lad who's been a bit stupid.
I'm glad he's been whipped out of the team, though, as well.
I'm glad he's been whipped out of the team, but you've seen it with England and you've seen it with United sort of following weeks, you know what I mean? It, all within a month. So it's obviously there's something happening there. But again, he's a young lad who's going to make mistakes. It's not a big problem, but it can't carry on for his whole career.
If you remember last season, Ollie dropped him for a period. And I think that was more to do with training performance rather than...
because he said in training wasn't very good.
He hasn't been great in training.
Yeah.
So he's keeping him on his toes. And I think Cavani's come in. You know, it's a shame Marshall's been suspended because if you have all those lads playing and he's sitting there on the outside thinking, fuck.
Yeah.
I had this sewn up just 2 months ago. Do you know what I mean? And now I'm back. It'll make him react again.
You would hope so.
We do need to
stick a rocket up. You don't know what United are doing as well because you would hope, as well as just dropping him or suspending whatever they've done internally, you'd hope there's some arm around the shoulder or a situation we've set up to make sure that you can do things the right way. You don't know what support they offer. I know they do offer a lot of support in different ways, but hopefully it's a matter of it's the club and Mason are on one team and we're trying to get the best out of everyone.
Make him go live with Marcus Rashford.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
He can't have a better influence than Marcus Rashford. Yeah. Sounds like the greatest influence in the history of football. No, I mean, like what you two said, I think it's sort of... I was getting a little bit concerned, I'll be honest with you. When I was in, like, you know, oh... There's a minor story, like he's done balloons and he's you know, he's got...
Hippie crack, you mean, Jay?
Sorry, yeah. Let's put crack in the headline because that'll get some
also,
clicks.
Also, when have you ever seen a hippie, smoke long crack. Hair, flares, like daisies around the neck, doing balloons? It's people in car parks who do balloons. It's not hippies.
It was just a way on it to get crack into the title. Like, Mason Green does, what, crack? No, hippie crack. Yeah. It's like a balloon? Oh, right, okay.
It's a balloon that makes your head go a bit funny for about 13 seconds. Oh my God, he's got a real problem, this guy.
So there was that. There was the thing with Phil Foden, with bringing some girls back to that thing. There was, like you say, it's nothing major, but what you don't want as well is it becoming a thing where he starts coming in the papers. Like you saw it with Raheem Sterling, where anything he did, you know, we spoke about the right wing press go after Marcus. They go after anyone, really, being honest, and especially young, talented and black. So you don't want that. And I think with Mason, he's got good players, people around the club, people at the club around him. I think his dad's quite hands-on as well with him. He's a good influence. So someone just needs to sort of
sounds
get him
like
on that straight now.
Mm.
Yeah, because you just don't want to see it become a thing.
Because
it
we have seen it become
things
with
people.
Yeah,
and you don't want to see it become a
now.
Thing. I mean, I don't think we're at Ravel Morrison levels of like, it's a drama, but you just want to nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
Getting back on the pitch playing football, which
also,
is what you should be doing, man. It's amazing.
There's Ravel Morrison, but then there's also people who...
This isn't
just,
a Ravel situation.
No,
not,
that's what I mean. That's
I'm not,
what
of
I'm
course.
Saying.
But there's also people who, whilst they've not had their careers derailed, they're just sort of never quite do what they could have done, but were still very good players.
Like, well, if you look at Adnan Januzaj, you said Makeda, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Adnan Januzaj and Andreas Pereira.
Even someone like Balotelli or someone like who's had a great career, but Balotelli, who's had a brilliant career, but could have maybe just done that bit more, and you just don't want to see that. But we're not at that point. It's a young lad who's been late for training. It's not a problem, but...
It is a problem.
It is a it's a problem. Because it's not a big problem. I know, of course.
You don't work for us like
And if it was Pogba doing that, so or someone who's a high up in the team.
But you never show that on your face. It's amazing. You had it so well.
Get to work. Just put face on you.
But yeah...
I'll be outside then. I got... Game face.
It can't be something that happens his whole career. It has to be ended. But for now,
if he wins a treble every year, he can do it every year.
Well, every other year, I'll give him.
Come into training when he wants.
We'll allow him. It's like Dwight Yorkie wanted a year off after winning the treble.
A year off. What are you going to do? Fuck about.
A year off. Like, he wouldn't have been wasting more energy.
It's like a gap year. What are you going to do? Traveling, work at Coffin Warehouse. What's it got to do with you? I just worked at a call centre for a year because I couldn't get a job.
Go Thailand
for a bit. I was going to go travelling, but coronavirus hit, so...
Not a problem.
I just worked
off you at go, Dwight.
Phones
Don't worry
for
about
you
it.
For a year.
You can have this one off, you've earned it.
Does Phones For You still exist?
I don't know, I've not seen it for ages. Is that what it was?
Do you not remember that?
Did it become something, right?
Coffin Warehouse?
They all became...
Coffin Warehouse, yeah. I'd sort that over.
Yeah.
What was the thing?
Phones For You.
You, all right.
Yeah, great stuff. Anyone who's 20 or over will maybe know that.
Shit advert. Maybe what's your favourite ever advert?
Favourite ever advert? I used to like the hug in a mug where it would run after him. And then someone was like opening the sachet of like a cup of soup and they'd pouring it in and then just...
Yeah, I remember that.
And they're like, and then they're pouring the water in and it's like chasing up to the house and then as they take a sip, it smashes through the window and hugs them. Because it's a hug in a mug.
Remember Belly's going to get you?
Belly's going
to
get you.
That wouldn't be allowed to happen.
Of course
now,
not. Stop eating burgers or you'll be fat.
Whose head was that?
I don't even know. Surely it wasn't like a...
It was similar though, isn't it? Where you had the hug in a mug, you had the belly chasing people. What was it called?
Reebok.
Belly's going to get you.
Yeah, if you don't go out running, you're going to be a fat lad.
You're
going
to be a fat bastard.
Belly's going to get you. There's no way they could do that. Such a good advert. People used to sing that at fat people at school.
Yeah. Belly's got you.
Belly's got you. Too late.
It's like, someone mentioned it on the watch along the other day, the tango thing. Do you remember the tango thing?
You've been tangled.
Yeah, slapping people in the face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people do that.
You can't hit someone with a fish. People used to put traffic cones on old women's heads. People used to do that. People used to go around and put cones on people. Do you remember coning? Don't remember that.
Coning.
Coning's even a word for it.
It's a proper Tory trend.
How is that?
Let's go around the working class ends.
Yeah, that's...
And find the working men on the roads and stick cones on their heads.
Stick cones on their heads. That is what people were doing.
And the pensioners.
Happy slapping as well.
Happy slapping was bad.
That was the
square Nokia phone.
And when did people? When can remember people were planking for a bit?
See these trends are shit. I remember Door Run.
That's not a trend.
Nicking badges
off cars.
That's
just a kids game.
Was a good trend.
Badges.
You're such a little weasel, man. Pogs and
Tazzies.
You seen it?
Tazzos.
What are they called? Screw on to stop the air coming out the wheel.
No, not them.
What are they called?
Not
no,
that's
no, dust, cap is the dust, whole thing. Dust caps. Nicking dusties.
Yeah.
Sneaking
Nicking
in dusties. Like it's got dusties that look like dice. And the thing is, the only people that have customised dust caps are hard as fuck. So if you nick their car dust caps, you get battered. No, they think they are. When I'm 11, they are.
Yeah, the things on your bike where the...
We used to sell them at
the
school.
The things go up and down so that there's beads.
So they make the noise.
The beads, it go up and down. People like used girls used to have the beads in their hair and then you'd have beads on your bike.
People, we used to put cardboard sticking in the spokes so when you drive...
Now we had like a car. Can of Coke or a bottle of Panda Pops in the back and you did.
Sounds like you're driving a real car.
But really your tyres just getting shredded.
Forked. Yeah, exactly. Spokes just shredded. Awful.
Great time.
We used to also set fires, but that was a different time.
Fires
used to be so good.
I was a bit of a
pyro. Do you remember fires in the early 2000s?
Yeah.
Fires were so good. Go into the woods, set fire to something, run off.
Not anymore. You can't do it now.
No, don't do it. But
I lost.
I'm not saying do it.
I remember we went lighting fires once. We met at a golf club, and he went out with the fire.
Yes,
scoops up the fire and then sees it on my face.
That's what being a kid's about.
And everything
we
were like
used to get fireworks. Yeah.
Yes.
And I remember my mate.
I love this.
Me, Nathan, fire. And Tyro. Shout out the lads if they're watching. And I was on top of the hill in George Street Party by my school, and Nathan was at the bottom. And we used to snap the sticks off rockets so they'd just go, just fucking all over the place. Yeah. And he's let it go. Yeah.
And I've just seen it coming straight from my face, bro. Skimmed my head off. I mean, we was in school, do you know what I mean? It's the all sorts. I remember in a lesson once in maths, someone opened the door and chucked a firework in the bin and dipped, bro. Our school was mad.
There was a period at our school where people first like got. I think it was a shop in town started selling stink bombs.
Oh,
so it used to, so for weeks, mate. It just stunk. Every single lesson room stunk. Oh, and one time we were in geography, and there were these rooms, it's like hotel rooms where you can like open the door and it's another classroom. Yeah. Like they're like back to back to back, these classrooms. And I did a fart that was so bad, it got two classrooms evacuated because they thought it was a stink bomb. It was the highlight of school. It's such an awful fart.
The real
like,
fart.
There's been another stink bomb. Yeah, it was my fart. That's and amazing. I was like,
stink bombs are bad.
Get in.
Bad.
That's an achievement.
Smashing them on the floor. Hey, just
we had one way to see. That's a better achievement. Yeah.
You see the little glass just shattered. You're like, oh, fuck's sake. We're in for an absolute world.
We never had stink bombs in our
house. What about poppers? Remember them things?
Like real stuff.
Throwing them at the board next to the teacher's head.
Like the little paper things. They're still going now.
And you used to get the guns with the cap guns.
Yeah, they didn't do it though. No, it just splattered. There was a great time when the pound shop in town started selling BB guns. What a week or two that was. They got banned so fast from school.
When my auntie and that used to go Canada, not Canada, India, my cousin used to bring me back catapults. I meant to say catapult.
Are you Canadian?
No, not family in Canada. But they used to bring back catapults. Yeah, these catapults are fucking sick.
Black Widows.
Anyone ever goes India, get a catapult. Remember them?
Those ones where they got like the leather strap on the arm to hold it in place. And you're flicking off stones.
Right, if you put a bolt in that, like, I knew lads that used to do that. And it's like, that's more or less like getting shot.
That's death. If you put, that's a medieval, you would win a war with that in medieval
times. If you put
times.
A spark plug in that. Going to kill you.
Yeah, exactly. We used to, you know them little pebbles you get when you like fill in like the gaps on like a driveway or whatever? Yeah. Those little pebbles, one of them to the back of the legs. Honestly, your legs bleed through your trousers.
When you think about it, when kids like,
that was your
used
period,
to do,
that was
things you used to do to
my front leg.
Weren't like, all right. They were fucking sick.
Awful. Like, setting fire like, shit.
Like burning.
Yeah, I nearly killed myself like, on a number of occasions.
That's what I mean. And it's
people
like.
People used to throw frogs. Someone put a straw up
we
a
used to go to the fire station to collect frogs.
Yeah.
And then you'd be walking home with a bucket of tadpoles. And they'd all be dead by the time you
got
home.
Of course they were. You put them in Pepsi Max. They'll be fine. They just need some sort of liquid.
But we were
if
rough.
Anything, they'll be grateful it's got a bit of flavour for once.
We were tramps, but it was so good.
My daughter found a frog in the garden or a toad or whatever. Yeah. She put it in a tank with a lid on it. In a room. I went in a room. She had this fact. There was no water, like air in it. Just water.
No air. Yeah. To the top. Yeah. Put it in she a bottle of water.
And I was like, what the fuck is it? Like, it's I was like, what's this? And she's like, oh, I found it in the garden. I was like, you're going to kill it.
One time, it was my birthday.
Did that
party.
Thing from Family Guy happen? When he's got the frog. The
out of the window. You should scoop it up. The slap as it hits.
I don't need this.
Yeah, one time it was my birthday party and everyone was in the back garden.
Did you have a birthday party as a present?
What do you mean as a present?
That like, in the
present,
ghetto.
That was your present.
You either got presents.
Or a party.
Or a party.
Well, we didn't have a party. It was just people coming around to the house and my mum make sandwiches. It wasn't like, we didn't like hire out the sports. Or, do you know those people who would have like a sports hall with a bouncy castle? Never any of that.
We never wear that.
But
I used to have joint parties. We used to.
What, we just smoke a joint? Lads were having a joint party at mine.
I was 12. No, but like.
I had a McDonald's party when I was 4.
Oh, mate, I had one of them, yeah.
We went to the cinema once. That was good.
Cinema, we can't be in the dark on your birthday.
Cinema, yeah.
I was in the dark. Yeah, watch Scooby-Doo. There's nothing dark about Scooby-Doo. And Jimmy Savile weren't even there. Yeah, so it's at my house. And I had a tennis racket and a tennis ball. I was like, lads, watch this. I can hit this tennis ball over my house into the car park next door. Like, everyone, gather around. I've been practicing my big new talent for the birthday. Everyone's around. I'm like, right, I have a batch on this. Everyone's looking up. Smash the tennis ball. It hits the bathroom window, shatters it. There's glass raining down on like 12 kids. Like everyone's looking up, and Josh McDonald's like, I've got glass in my eyes. Ah, my eyes. Everyone like, there's glass everywhere. Glass just pouring down on us. It was fucking terrifying. Just an absolute blaze of glass falling into all these kids' eyes. Mum was like, what's going on? I was like, there's glass everywhere. Josh has got glass in his eye.
That was because I chucked a spark plug at
it. It was so good. Oh, mate. Such a good birthday. That couldn't even tell me off because it was my birthday. I got a bollocking afterwards, though.
I bet you fucking did.
Oh, and up. So, I had a story like that, similar.
Go on.
Me and my cousin were playing tennis, like ghetto tennis, because it was in a row. What's road, this? Cars driving past, and you just
ghetto
draw tennis. A line.
Everything's ghetto with you, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, because it was no tennis. We never had a tennis court. No, we watched Wimbledon one chair and thought, fuck yeah, let's go do this outside. Like 12. And my uncle's come past, and we're playing tennis. He's driven through, and I've gone, oh, watch this, watch this. And I've gone to pretend to hit him with it, and I'm fully connected, and smacked his car, dented up his car, and that. But it was one of them.
What, with the racket or the ball?
With the racket hit the ball. And, but you know when you go to pretend to do something, like, hey, like, whoa, and I was like, boom, and it hit it, and I just thought, oh my.
The amount of times at school people pretended to punch someone and actually hit it, and they're like, I'm so sorry.
But when you go to trip someone as a joke, and they fully stack it.
And they hit the head or something.
Graze their chin
start
and
crying.
Like,
that's not the one.
I was only messing. Didn't mean to break her
arm. I used to, I've got a hammer that I've had since I was a kid. It's my own.
Why did you have a hammer as a kid?
Because I used to hit stones, and we used to make dens and that in it.
Hit stones with a hammer?
Yeah, because it makes sparks.
Did you grow up in prehistoric times?
Bro. A spark is the precursor to a flame.
Zals, bro.
A spark is the precursor to a flame. A spark is great. We used to do this. We hit metal against the brick walls.
Once, this lady, Mrs. T, shout out Mrs. T, and the youth club and all that. She used to like be a nanny, so she used to look after loads of kids and that. One time, I can't remember who it was, they were at her house, and they're like, oh, what are you doing there with them stones and that hammer and that? And I was like, come here, watch this. Hold that.
No, I know where this is going. Yeah.
Hold on.
Hold the stone.
Mrs. T. Mrs. T is holding the stone.
Nah, not Mrs. T, but the kid she was looking after. Gone smash. Smashed a finger.
So she was looking after these kids, and one of you smashed the finger with her hammer.
Not her finger, like one of the kids.
Yeah. Explaining that
you're
to
going
the parent.
Around town with
What's happened to my child? Why is his finger missing? Well basically, they were playing in the gap. They were playing on the driveway with an hammer. And
I've still got that hammer. And I'll send a picture in before you edit.
Is it covered in blood?
Nah.
Is it
got a red handle?
Is it a crime scene technically?
Possibly.
Feel sorry for Mrs. T.
Mrs. T. Sam, she was a good one. Rest in peace. I think she passed away. She's a legend. Anyone from my end will know who Mrs. T is.
And her husband, obviously.
Yeah.
Wally of the week.
Ooh. Who's it going to be? I mean, it'd be obvious to say...
Rudy Giuliani.
The Tories.
The Tories.
Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, that's Rudy a good Giuliani's got to be up there. I can't remember
Once
his name.
Once took down the mob.
I would say the MP for Bassetlaw.
Now he's taken
is
down
mine,
by Borat.
Bassetlaw who is meant to represent my hometown.
Yeah.
And is instead calling for savvy PR campaigns to tell parents to look after the kids better, even though obviously a lot of people are struggling and he's a selfish prick. He's my Wally of the Week.
Lovely. Succinctly put as well. Yeah.
Go on, you do yours.
Mine's the MP for Middleton Hayward. I forget his name. I think it's Chris something.
We're just all going MPs.
I am. He got called scum by Angela Rayner. And
yes.
You think someone set fire to his head and put it out of a spade the way he's been going on. He's absolutely crying about it on social media. The day they've just voted not to give kids free food who are starving. And he's acting like a proper victim.
That's one of the worst things about politics is how they've managed to sort of take away people talking normally so that if you actually insult someone or you speak or you address someone by their name instead of the Right Honourable Gentleman, you get more worked up than you do when you stop kids having free school meals. They care about the pomp and they care about the show of it all.
Yeah.
That's all they care about. So yeah, call someone scum.
And that's made like, you know, the right-wing press are all over that. Yeah. And like that's the new headline. And not even the right-wing press, even like the BBC, well, you could argue that as well. He's like, that's their main headline. It's like,
imagine being part of a party that single-handedly raped and pillaged this country and the people in it, the old, the young, kids, rich, well, not the rich, to help them, the poor, everyone in between, and then getting offended when someone calls you a scumbag. Don't act like a scumbag then. One way to stop
Cause
it.
And effect.
My one the other week has to be Rudy Giuliani. You can't be getting done by Borat.
Allegedly, is it?
No, I don't need to throw in any allegedlys. Like, even if, like, we don't know whether
what
he
is the thing.
We don't. Okay, so like, Rudy Giuliani, Borat is coming out on Friday. Make sure everyone Borat tunes two. In and watches it. Borat 2. And this one, what the thing with Ali G and Borat that people have never really noticed is there's a message in what they're doing. Like, everyone sees it and he's wearing a mankini.
My
he's
wife,
really funny,
that, yeah.
But there's usually some hidden meaning to what he's saying. Or some satire there. And in this one, obviously most people already know who Borat is. Like, so if you send him around, he's going to be, you're going to get clutched straight away. So they've sent a girl, a female actress. I can't remember what her name is. I do apologize. The actress is gone, but she's pretending to be a far right presenter who's getting an interview with Rudy Giuliani. But allegedly, he thinks she's 15.
If people don't know who Rudy Giuliani is, who's Rudy Giuliani?
Rudy Giuliani was, once upon a time, well thought of.
Mm. Mayor of New
he
York.
Took down
he
the
was,
mob.
Yeah, everyone respects him. After 9/11, everyone respected him because he sort of led the way a little bit.
Yeah.
Then he became Trump's lawyer. Yeah. Sort of an associate of Trump who was...
For free. And he's absolutely like a sycophant.
No, but he has been a big part. Central Park 5, he was bad with that.
Yeah.
He's been bad with... His record ain't great. But people can't show him sympathy because of 9/11.
No, but
he was mayor of New York.
That's when he was Times Man of the Year.
Plane never hit him.
Yeah, no, but that's the point is, that's when he was like Man of the Year, when he on Time Magazine, and that's when a lot of people looked at him as like a good person. Whereas now, collectively, everyone, other than like the far right, look at him as a bit of a lunatic.
But basically, he's gone from an interview to a bedroom with this girl. And whether he knew she was underage or did it or thought she was of age, the fact is, you're the president's lawyer that is doing this.
Yeah. And even if he said, I was tucking my shirt back in. What, lay down on a bed?
Do you know when
you're with someone that you had a work engagement with, you're doing an interview with someone, you got interviewed, and then what you do is you go back to a hotel room, lay down on a bed and put your hands down your pants. That's professionalism, isn't it? Whether he was giving himself a tug off or not, to put your hands down your pants, laid on a bed with someone
you
don't know.
Do you pop your balls?
For two to 10 minutes, yes. Whatever comes first.
I think you got to be, you got it twisted. I think he's the real victim in all this. Poor Rudy Giuliani, yeah. I think you need to give
all
him a
this
bit of sympathy.
Journal.
Well, yeah, I love that he came out and said, well, he never got me.
That's what they do, though. Just tell you a lie to your face.
He literally couldn't have got you any worse. What are you talking about? Yeah. Are you mental?
No, but all that means, though, is that he does way worse stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't catch me doing the real illegal shit.
You think this
all
is
I
bad?
Did was touch me sausage. Really? You could have seen me doing
all sorts. 5 minutes.
Yeah. Apparently he bursts in and says she's 15, she's too old for you.
imagine
if she didn't do that.
That was the first
he
time
he may not
he
have known
her
at her age.
15,
either like, way, it's either it anywhere from radically inappropriate to potentially sex offender.
Yeah, it's just,
but he's also linked to Epstein and all them mans as well. So
fun anyway.
He sounds like a really great guy. Either way you look at it. Listen, do be careful when you're going out. Don't be throwing stones at each other or whatever it was we were advocating earlier and setting fires. And what was it? Smashing your mate Sandy with an hammer.
Yeah, just like, you know.
Do you know what I mean?
Give a few quid to a homeless if you see them
we'll
about.
Put the fair share thing in as well, because that was the thing that Marcus
don't
was pushing.
Don't be a bastard all your lives.
And these guys have done, what's out next? What's coming up?
Well,
we've
just had
down.
The preview. We've got loads of stuff coming out tomorrow. We've got House and Mercola. We've got the news. We've got all sorts coming out. And then obviously at the weekend, we've got United against Chelsea's.
You're down with your mates, aren't you, again?
Big
down in that London, out there London, with my big important friends. Yeah, well, you'll be.
It's only because last time Rory got to sit there while I was getting absolutely fingered. 6-1.
What if we get yanked off by Chelsea?
Yeah, are you going to storm off again?
Of course he is.
Hey.
I'm actually going to complete the storm off this time.
Good luck.
Flip the table.
If you do manage to get
wrestle Jordy,
yeah, I'll come back for half time.
Come back for half time
when we're 6-0 down.
So we'll have the watch along, we'll have a reaction from Macca even though he won't be here. Mm-hmm. We'll have House and we'll have all the other usual suspects as well. That's been Joe Smith, that's been Adam McCullough, I've been Jay Motti. This has been the Devil's Podcast for Stretford Paddock. Don't forget to hit like, share and subscribe. Thanks for watching.
Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.